Hello, you are Miro and Joska of the association Conexe from Czech Republic. Please, can you start to describe the work of Conexe?
So Conexe Civic Association is a small grassroots Roma organization. We have 80 members, most of them are Roma. And main agenda of Conexe is supporting Roma communities in the times of crisis, in emergency situations. And that means mostly in Czech Republic, the anti-Roma demonstrations and forced evictions, maybe. And then we do this groundwork or fieldwork, community activities like community empowerment, community development, and community education activities. And the third big issue for us is a struggle against Roma Holocaust denial and for the Roma Holocaust recognition in Czech society. And also I want to add, we are criticizing the policy of social integration of Roma communities in Czech Republic. We are saying openly that enormous sum of money has been spent on ineffective, unuseful, non-working integration projects, and the situation of Roma people in Czech Republic is getting worse and worse every single day, year by year.
Yeah. You are doing a journey to inform about the concentration camp in Leti. Can you explain the situation there?
Yeah, because in Czech Republic now almost every single Roma who lives in the country now have come from Slovakia after the Second World War, because almost entire Czech Roma population vanished during the Holocaust. And this Holocaust, it has two stages. The first one was not organized by Nazi Germany, but by the Czech occupation government. They concentrated Roma people into several death camps, and they killed lot of them, and these camps were administered by the Czech Ministry of Internal Affairs, and the guards in these camps were Czech police officers. And the tough prisoners who were able to survive these camps, they were handled to the hands of SS and sent to Auschwitz-Birkenau and gassed to death. And the story of Leti death camp is that this Roma Holocaust, it was something like forgotten history in communist ages in Czechoslovakia, and the communist government built it an industrial large scale, like very big farm on the very side of the Leti death camp. And this pig farm is still in operation. So they are breeding pigs on the site of Roma genocide. And also this pig farm, it's not just Czech issue, because this pig farm on the site of Roma genocide is paid by the European agriculture subsidies.
Okay, maybe you can explain something about the activities to go in contra to this situation. I heard of blocking the
entrance. Conexe started its activities several years ago against the pig farm, or for the removal of the pig farm. And you know, in Leti, there is an, we call it fake memorial It's a small memorial built by the government nearby the place, not on the site of the genocide, but nearby. And in the beginning we were going to this fake memorial, and when we studied more, when we learned more about the history, we started to ignore this fake memorial, and we started to boycott it, and we started to go directly to the genocide site, to the pig farm. And in 2014 we were blocking this pig farm main gate for 1 week, and we are organizing a commemoration meeting in Leti pig farm every 13th of every month. And in 2014 we organized a big international commemoration meeting there, and Roma activists from 14 European states participated on this meeting, and we are preparing another blockade on this May. It will start on 13th of May, so everybody is welcome to join us.
Yeah, okay. How was the reaction when you blocked the entrance?
Yeah, it was, you know, non-violent blockade. We were sleeping there in tents, and we were lying into the way of the supply trucks, blocking them, and then always the police came and kicked us away. And on the last day of the blockade, or the day before the last day, we blocked the main road number 19, which was constructed by the Leti death camp prisoners. So we blocked traffic on this road, and yeah, the reaction was, on the last day, the representative of the pig farm owners, they met us, and they told us that they are ready to sell the farm, and not sell, actually. They told us they don't want to speculate, they want to make profit on this Holocaust issue, they don't want to damage the name of their company, and they don't want any cash for the pig farm, they just want new land and a new building. So the issue of Leti pig farm is not about the lacking money, but about the lack of the political will, in my opinion.
So the problem is the government doesn't
want.
Yeah,
but the pig farm owners told us also that they were never asked by the government for the price. So the government is saying we don't have enough money, but they don't know the price.
You told me before that there are different commemoration meetings every year. Can you explain more about this?
That's quite confusing. You know, there is this Leti pig farm, and the death camp was on the site of Leti pig farm campus. And then some 100 meters on the west, on the east, there is this fake memorial. So, and several commemoration meetings are happening in Leti. The first commemoration meeting is organized by some of the survivors. And it happens on the 13th of May, on the fake memorial. And this memorial is organized by survivors, and the ambassadors are participating. Like always, there is German ambassador and Israel ambassador and United States ambassador and etc. And then there is another commemoration meeting. It's organized in August by the Czech government, and it's boycotted by survivors and by the ambassadors, and only Czech politicians are coming there. And then there is a commemoration meeting organized by Conexe Civit Association every 13th of every month. So there are three independent commemoration meetings in Leti every year.
Please, can you explain the actual situation in Czech Republic? What happened the last years?
In recent years, in last several years, Czech Republic faced several waves of anti-Roma demonstrations, and many of them were extremely violent. There were like pogrom attempts, and a crowd of people were trying to get to the Roma neighborhood and to attack the Roma inhabited houses. And these neighborhoods were protected by the police, by the riot cops, and there were big street battles, police versus these angry mobs. And fortunately, there were no dead people, but these riots are coming in waves. So there was a calm year 2014. We had only 7 violent anti-Roma demonstrations this year. So we are expecting very dramatic summer 2015.
Because it's getting worse and worse.
Yes, yes.
Tak ty pochody jsou nejhorší tím, že třeba večer sedíme v hospodě s chlapama z majority, z jednoho sídliště a pijeme spolu pivo a druhý den ráno po nás křičí cikáne táhni do práce, protože jdou proti nám. Jeden, večer jsme kamarádi, ráno jsou zase proti nám.
The worst thing on these anti-Roma demonstrations for Joška is that, like for example, they have a beer, they go to the pub with their neighbors, with their white neighbors, and they have beer together as a friends, and the day after there is an anti-Roma demonstration, and the same friendly people are marching and chanting anti-Roma slogans.
Tak, já znám většinou vyprávění přeživlých, kteří přežili lety u písku, a to především mojí ženy dědeček a jeho dva bratři, kteří mi o tom vyprávěli.
Because Joška knows the stories of the Leti camp survivors because his wife, she is from original Czech Roma population, so her grandfather and his two brothers are Leti survivors.
No, tak především se jednalo o to, že když oni přijeli do Let, tak hlavně přijeli kočárama, koňma a podobně, oblečený. Tam první, co bylo, že jim to všechno zabavili, sebrali jim jejich tradiční oděvy, ženy svoje oděvy museli spálit a potom koukali na to, jak třeba jí tam... Nebo to přeložím.
Okay, so... The Roma people have come to Leti camp on their own. They came with their wagons and with their horses, and they taken their horses and the wagons immediately after the arrival, and they forced the Roma women to take down their traditional dress, and they burned all these traditional clothes.
Potom samozřejmě dědečkovi mé ženy tam umřelo 6 sester. Pořádalo se tam pravidelně, když se český četníci opili, tak znásilňování žen. Utopili mu tam 2letýho bratra Sionse a oni všem o tom vyprávěli s velkým smutkem.
Yes, and his wife, his grandfather-in-law, he lost his 6 sisters, they died in Leti, and Joška is telling that the worst situation in the camp was when the guards, they had alcohol party, drinking party, and then they were raping the women, and also they were drawing the kids in the Leti lake for fun.
Řekl jsi o tom Sidoru Jusovi?
Yes, and also
necelý 2 roky, když ho utopili.
his grandfather-in-law brother, they drowned him as well in this pond as many other kids.
Třeba dědeček mé ženy samozřejmě a jeho bratři pomenovalo každou dceru po svých mrtvých sestrách, kteří umřeli v letech, i syny. Jo, takže ty jména se kolují do toho a žije už jenom jeden. Její mojí ženy prastrýc, který o tom už nechce ani mluvit a chce na všechno zapomenout.
And in next generations after the war, his grandfather-in-law and his brothers, they were giving the names of the killed relatives to the newborn children. So they live once again in the new children. And in Joška family, there is only one survivor who still lives. And just this one, he never talks about it.
Can you tell something about the history of Roma people in Czech Republic?
It's very, very interesting is the story of Roma people from the borderland, from the Sudetenland. Because these camps, it's about Roma from the Czech innerland. But the Roma people from the Sudetenland, they are just missing. Nobody knows what happened to them. They haven't survived the war, but nobody knows how they were killed and when. And there was a high Roma population, because after Hitler took power in Germany, the Sinti Roma, the German Roma people, were fleeing to Czechoslovakia. They were crossing like the Green Border, and they lived in Sudetenland, and then the Nazi occupation came, and nobody knows what happened to them.
Okay.
And there was no research, not single book. Like, there are only three books on Roma Holocaust in Czech Republic. And basically said there are three versions. There is this Czech official version, and it's like Leti camp, it was small camp, 1,300 prisoners, 300 of them died, all because of typhus, you know. And then there is a version by Paul Polanski, he's an American writer, and he says thousands of victims. And then
is
the middle version, and it's Markus Papa version. And he is a German living in Czech Republic, and yeah. And this is Paul Polanski, because the Leti death camp, it was like a forgotten history in the communist era, and it was accidentally discovered by this American, because he was searching for his family history, and his family came to America from Leti region. So he discovered the Leti death camp archive accidentally. And then he published a book about this.
If he wouldn't found it, nobody would know.
Yeah,
maybe
nobody would know. Yes, exactly. And he published in America, in United States media. And it was international scandal then. And as I said, this is an European issue, because this big fine is paid by the European Union, and if there were not such subsidies, they would go out of the business very soon without this support.